This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Significance of World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly 2024. The participants are Dr. Satyanarayan Gupta, former principal advisor, TRAI, and Ramya Anker.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the International Telecommunication Union, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, that is ITU-WTSA 2024, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. Let us first listen to what Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his address today.
Aaj Bharat टेलीकॉम और उससे जुड़ी टेक्नोलॉजी के मामले में दुनिया के सबसे हैपनिंग देशों में से एक है। भारत जहां 120 करोड़ मोबाइल फोन यूजर्स हैं, जहां 95 करोड़ इंटरनेट यूजर्स हैं, जहां दुनिया का 40% से अधिक का रियल टाइम डिजिटल ट्रांजैक्शन होता है। भारत जिसने डिजिटल कनेक्टिविटी को लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी का effective tool banakar dikhaya hai.
Elaborating and discussing with us regarding this is Mr. Satyanarayan Gupta, former principal advisor, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India. Welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you, Ramya.
First of all, tell us what exactly does the ITU-WTSA do? What is its history? When was it established? What are its main functions?
ITU, which stands for International Telecom Union, it is the oldest agency of United Nations, which was established actually 150 years back. And in this, their main domain is telecommunication. And now they are going, of course, in the IT also, but in the telecommunication services, the telecommunication spectrum, and telecommunication technology, where the standardization comes. So that is what ITU have been doing over the years. Now, every 4 years, they have an assembly like this called World Telecom Standard Assembly. It is the 8th one which we started today, in fact, yesterday in India. And it is happening first time, not only in our India, but first time in Asia. And that is a big credit to our government initiative and the telecom sector of the country that we have to come to age that this 4 year periodicity first time has come to us in the form of its hosting chair actually. And this will be called, like Honorable Minister was calling it, a Jwalamukhi. Actually, it will be called as a Mahakumbh of telecom standards. In the telecom standards, basically what we do here, actually there are people representative from 190 countries, big delegations are there. Some of the delegations are led at the minister level, at the ambassador level, and there are about 3,000 delegates are there. Even India alone, the government delegation itself is numbering 300. And that is the largest. Earlier, Government of India delegation used to be few numbers, actually. So that is there. What actually is done in such kind of assembly is with discussion among the policy makers, that is the government, regulators like TRAI in India, and the standardization bodies like ISO is there, IEEE is there, ICANN is there, and there are many, and from India it is BIS and TEC, and the academia, the research institution, and the industry experts, all of them put together, they debate the future of standard of the technology to come. And future technology ecosystem, as you know, is 6G, where the last year we had a India vision of 6G, which was also launched by the Prime Minister from the Vigyan Bhavan. And that made India as a leader in the vision level of 6G actually. And that is what the Prime Minister himself wanted. And he restated today that as far as 6G is there, which will be coming in 2030, India cannot be just a user, or it cannot be just a consumer. It cannot be just a follower. We have to be leader. And today the ITU Secretary General, the head of ITU, Madam Dorin, she herself acknowledged that, yes, I'm seeing India is true to their vision and their leadership, and they have already come of age actually. So during this, basically all these policy makers and different stakeholders will be actually debating about how to support the industry for their growth, innovation, and trust in the new technologies leading to the 6G ecosystem. So that is what is started happening already. There are a lot of study groups, a lot of working groups. Their leaders, their chairs will be elected actually during this, who will work for 4 years to actually decide the future of the telecommunication after 4 years. And that is what 6G.
Correct. So as you rightly mentioned, that this is the first time that ITU WTSA has been hosted in India, and especially in Asia Pacific. So can you tell our listeners how significant is this milestone for India?
Oh yes, that brings actually, like Minister was telling, first time it has come to our Bharat Bhumi. It is not that easy that you just get it, ask it and get it. It is like Olympics actually. You know Olympics, and we are trying to get the Olympics, and for that one is you have to have a political will. That of course has helped, but that alone is not enough. You have to have an ecosystem. You have to have the experts. You have to have the infrastructure, and the infrastructure of Bharat Mandapam actually helped here. Such kind of world-class infrastructure, at least it is nowhere in Asia, nowhere in Asia Pacific, and maybe it is nowhere in the world actually, though I'm exaggerating. So that helped. So government vision, the infrastructure and the expertise, our actually experts, our national Indian experts from government and industry have been participating in the earlier version of the WTSA. This is the 8th one. We have been participating there. We have been contributing there. We have been showing that we also know we can also contribute. Then our 6G vision, which was launched by Prime Minister last year, which became a role model, which was adopted by ITU itself in Dubai meeting last year. That was a different meeting. And with that, actually, we become more eligible to host this, more eligible to volunteer for this. And ITU also saw the value and our strength. So that is what has got us there. And here it brings us a opportunity also. Opportunity because more of our delegates can be there, more of our stakeholders, more of our startups, more of our students can be there and learn from the expertise all over the world, learn global best international practices. There is an event called Kaleidoscope, which will happen next week for 3 days, where everyone will be showcasing their technologies, their emerging ecosystem, use cases, and especially Indian startups, everything. So such kind of opportunity have come because we have hosted it in India. And so it is very, very significant milestone. It's a honor for all of us. That is what the Honorable Minister was also telling. It is, and according to me, I like to call that we have got like Olympic hosting now milestone.
The Indian Mobile Congress 2024 was also inaugurated today with over 400 exhibitors and about 900 startups and participation from around 120 countries. What do you think this tells about India, that it is such a big platform for so many people to showcase their technological advancements?
Yes, exactly. That is what Prime Minister was also mentioning. It is coexistence of WTSA, which is more about standards and technology, and Indian Mobile Congress, which is more about mobile communication. And we have become the world's second mobile market, actually, what Minister was telling. 1.2 billion. Prime Minister was telling 1200 million. All these things. It is nothing but 120 crore, actually, of the mobile users are there. And this mobile congress is for that. It is showcasing 5G and now our preparation for the 6G also being showcased here. Lot of startups are there. Lot of competition will also happen. Hackathon will happen. Mm-hmm. And huge cases of 5G, huge cases of 6G. So this is the opportunity. This India Mobile Congress, of course, it has been happening for many years now in India, and it happens every year actually.
Mm.
And so this time they have clubbed it there so that the international delegates, which are about 3,000, they can also see what we are doing, what we have achieved, how we have achieved the such a high penetration of smartphone, of mobile, of broadband. 950 million broadband connections, that is largest in the world actually. Our tariff lowest, data rate lowest, data charges actually lowest in the world. So these kind of things we are showcasing, and both things happening in parallel makes a great synergy of showcasing your strengths.
Our correspondent interacted with the businessmen and experts who are participating in the India Mobile Congress. Let's listen to some of them.
My name is Dilip Kumar Jain. I am Principal Project Engineer in Center for Railway Information System, which is an IT arm of Indian Railways. And in IMC 2024, we are showcasing the IoT initiative that Indian Railways is taking for the betterment of the passenger services. So, initiative that I want to discuss, one is the water level indicator. We are doing a POC, a pilot project on installing IoT devices in the water tank of the coaches. So like before the coach run out of the water, there should be alarm. The department should be alerted that this train is going to get out of water. So preventive action can be taken. So we did testing on about 200 coaches. The device is already installed in that 200 coaches, and the real time feed for those 200 coaches is coming up, and the preventive action taken on that. And the results are very good and encouraging.
This is CY Fame from Pegatron. I'm general manager of the Business Group 6 of Pegatron. Business Group 6 is responsible for all the communication product within Pegatron. And Pegatron is a worldwide top 3 design manufacturing vendor, and company revenue yearly base is $44 billion per year. And today in the IMC, it's our great pleasure to show our overall private 5G end-to-end solutions, and also kind of the some new technologies, especially for integrated small cell 44R outdoor solutions, and with the 5GC contained in one device. So that's a very cost-effective solutions, and also easy to deploy in some kind of the rural areas. India, right now, it's building up the smart city, and a lot of the AI, a lot of the new generation communication innovations. And all of this, that's, I think that's the 5G is pretty basic. So today, with the private 5G solution, we hope that we can contribute for India's future construction, so that and also support the local market here. Very important that Pegatron, all the products in India, we manufacture in India. So that's a very important thing we would like to emphasize.
Chief Advisor of Traficom, the Transport and Communication Agency of Finland, Heidi Himanen, says she is impressed to know about the achievements of India in digital technology.
It's my first time in India, so I'm very happy and very thrilled to be here, and also very impressed by the achievements that we heard about this morning, from 4G to 6G. I work a lot with 6G myself and with wireless technology. It's very interesting to hear, and also motivating to understand how you can change society the way that we heard from the Indian ministers today. So I'm looking forward to the coming days.
So, the Prime Minister emphasized the need to set a standard for technological revolution, calling for a responsible and sustainable innovation. How important and crucial it is to set such standards?
It is very, very important, actually, because if you want growth, if you want equality, which Prime Minister used again and again, if you want ubiquity, he told no square meter of the land should be unconnected. It should be everywhere, and everyone should be included.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gupta, for joining Akashvani and elaborating about the International Telecommunication Union and World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, which was held at Bharat Mandapam today. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Significance of World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly 2024. The participants were Dr. Satyanarayan Gupta, former Principal Advisor TRAI, and Ramya Anker. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.